of that intestines. And beyond that amo, so it's muta. So he says, Chilev haleival v'chilev ha-me'ayim v'inadakin ha-mnufofi, that the coils in the intestines, after that first amoleya, so the coils, kulamutoy, because through yamalbe, chilev ha-dakin, but only the first amoleya, not the coils. Now, there is another pshat in the Sheni. When the Gemara says, Rishneye Beamse, Boye Grere, Rashi mentions it, that in Testament base, the first line. We come and bring on Rishneye Beamse, Boye Grere, Vizeo Chilev Shal Adaki, Kishamiayim Asrilo Limoshech. But the rest of the intestines, the chilev, the fat that is on top of the rest of the intestines, not this amo in the intestines, so that is muta. So most Rishonim say that the amo at the beginning of the intestine is osea, it has reference to the small intestine, where the cave ends. So one amo at the beginning of the intestine, at the beginning of the area of the small intestine, is osa, the chilev, that fat, is osa. But then there is a pshat v'sheni in that rish meyer be'amse. His reference not to the small intestine, but to the large intestine, near the rectum. So in other words, that is osa. Now we shall know, the Rambam mentions both days. Now, so the Rambam says, in Alochetez, chilev halev, v'chilev ha-me'ayim, v'in adakin ha-mnufokin, kulo mutor, והריהם כשומן שהוא מותר חוץ מרשמי שסומך לקייבו שהוא that's the beginning of the small intestine שהתחיל אז נימאי שצורך לקרר החילף שאולו וזהו חילף של הדקין שעות so in other words, so the Rambam the case of Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Shmuel is very difficult because if the Rambam passes like Rabbi Shmuel If the Rambam passes like Rabbi Shmuel, that we are marbe from kol chilev, we are marbe the chilev shal gabe akivo, then the Rambam should mention that chilev shal gabe akivo is also osa. And the Rambam only mentions chilev shal gabe adakim. That means the first layer, the first amoleya in the small intestine is osa, but kivo not. So that's a raya that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel. All right, so he says, So you have to be geirah, the chilev at the beginning of the small intestine, the first amon in the small intestine. Vizeru chilev shal adakin shosa. V'yesh minagenim she'imir, she'reish ha'mei she'tzorot ligorei, the first amon that you have to be geirah, that is osa, the chilev is osa, hu ha'mei she'yetzi b'yorei, she'utzei v'me'ayim, that means a large intestine. So there are two days, and the Shulchan Aruch mentions both days, we pass in both the chumre. In other words, we have to be geirah. We have to be geirah, the chilev, the fat, at the first amo. The first amo, this is sixth vochim, and the first amo on the small intestine, and we also have to be geirah the fat at the beginning of the large intestine, because of the two pshat. But when the Rambam mentions that Chilev Shal Dakin is Osea, he mentions it separately, you see. In Halochehe, he says, Shlei Shochlovime, Shechayov Noim Kores, Chilev Shal Akerem, Shal Shtei Akloi, Shal Akzorik. So you have a Chilev Kores. And then he says in Halochevov, Chilev Shal Ameses, Shal Bisakeses, Hu Chilev Shal Akerem. So you have a Kores. But Chilev, if the Rambam Shita had been that Chilev Shal Dakin, whether it means the small intestine, the first amo in small intestine, or it means the first amo and the large intestine, that you are chayv kores, so you should have mentioned it together with alochei, just as he mentions the chilev shal ahemeses and shal bisakeses, the second stomach and the third stomach, that you are chayv kores. How is it that over there he doesn't discuss the chilev shal gabe adakim? But in alochetes, when he discusses chilev alein v'chilev ameayim, that is in muta, The coins, the chilev that is on top of the coins, after the first amoin is more intestine. That it's muta. So he says, but the first amo at the beginning of the small intestine, that is osar. He only says osar. He doesn't say vizel chilev shal kabakar. He doesn't say vizel chilev shal kabakar. So what is mashma? So it's mashma, and the Mishnah Melach says that according to the Rambam, kores yaron mechuyev and the chilev shal kabakaris. So what is chilev shal kabakaris? The chilev that is on the first stomach, and the chilev that is on the bisakisis, the second stomach, and the chilev that is on the hemisis, the third stomach. Then there is a chilev kores. But the chilev shal kabakivo according to Rabbi Shmuel, and chilev shall be a daki, the first amal of the daki. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, that we are marbe from kol chilev asher akeret. But there is no chorus, that's why the Rambam, in Alochetes, in Alochetes, and Vov, he only mentions chilev asher akeret. There he mentions only the chilev that covers the keres, that covers the bisakeses, and that covers the hemses. Together with the chilev that covers the kleis, that's something else. I mean, that this is not... This is not in the machlekes. That has nothing to do with the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And together with the chilev that is on the loins, so that also there is chores. But chilev shel Rabbi Akiva according to Rabbi Shmuel and chilev shel Rabbi Dakin according to Rabbi Akiva, chores there isn't, because that doesn't even come within the psukim of chilev. But there is a ribu of kol achilev asher akeret. So maybe there is no chorus for it, just an Issa that I say, but there is no chorus. That's how it's seen now. So that means that according now, the Ritva is the Kasha. There seems to be a stira between the first Braise and the second Braise. From the first Braise it appears that the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is based upon how we darshan the kol chilev, whether the kol chilev is mar bekeivo, as Rabbi Shmuel says, or it's mar bedakin. From the second braise, it appears that the machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is on the question how we darshan the posik chilev machases akerev, whether we apply the hekesh ma chilev machases akerev chum v'niklav, or we apply the hekesh ma chilev machases akerev teisim chum v'niklav. So that's the kasha of the Ritva. So the Ritva says, no. Then, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva deduce it from Kol Chilev. But, the question is, what should Kol Chilev be ma'arveh? So first we have to determine what is the essential characteristic of the Chilev that is al-Gabe HaKeres. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, in the second verse, Rabbi Shmuel says, he learns out that the essential characteristic of the chilev that is al-gabe ha-keres is chum v'niklav, and Rabbi Akiva says the essential characteristic of the chilev shel gabe ha-keres is teisim chum v'niklav. Mimele, Rabbi Yishmoel is marbe from kol chilev. Anything that is chum v'niklav, and Rabbi Akiva is marbe from kol chilev, anything that is teisim chum v'niklav. But the droshe, they all deduce it from kol achilev asher akeret. That's what the Ritva says. But apparently, according to the Rambam, no. It's two separate halachas. In this halacha, in the second braise, so Rabbi Akiva says, ma achilev amchases akeret, teisif kum v'niklav, av kol teisif kum v'niklav. So what is, this yalfuse is marbe av kol teisif kum v'niklav. Even that kind of fat that is not explicitly spelled out in this pasuk, because this pasuk deals with what kind of chilev? The chilev that covers the keres. How about the chilev that covers the hemses and the bisakeses? That not. How do we know that for the chilev that covers the hemses and the bisakeses, the second stomach and the third stomach, there is also a chilev kores? That's the droshe. Ma chilev amchases akerev, the keres, the first stomach, is teisif kum v'niklav. So it comes within the Yisr Chilev and the Chiyuv Kores of Chilev, Av Kol, Teisiv Kum V'Niklav. That means that the Chilev that is Mechase, the Besakeses, and the Hemses, even though that's not spelled out explicitly in the Pasuk, also comes within the Chiyuv of Kores. But then, in the first Braise, when Rabbi Akiva is Marbe from Kol Chilev, he is Marbe Chilev Shel Gabe Dakin,
That's Chirushal Gabadakin. So there is only a Niser, but there is no Kores. There's the Shibis Rambam. But the Ritva holds that everything is deduced from Kol Chelet. And there is Kores, you see. So in the Melech, the Ritva says that in final analysis, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva learn it out from Kol Chelet. And this Hekesh, that Rabbi Shmuel says, Ma'achil v'amchas is hakerev kom v'niklav, av kol kom v'niklav, and Rabbi Akiva says, Ma'achil v'amchas is hakerev teizel kom v'niklav, av kol teizel kom v'niklav, is just expressive of what is the essential feature, characteristic, of the chilev that is mechasi lekares. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the essential characteristic of the chilev that is mechasi lekares is kum v'niklav, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the essential characteristic of the chilev that is mechasi the kares is teisik kum v'niklav. Mimele, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the essential characteristic of the chilev that is mechasi lekares is kum v'niklav, so is marbe chilev. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the essential characteristic of the chilev that is mechase the keres is teizik from v'niklav, so the kol chilev cannot be marbe chilev shel gabei akeivo, but it can be marbe only chilev shel gabei akeivo. Now up to the Gemara. Tanya, Rav Shim Gamliel in there. Nimaim shenikvu, vileichos is mason kshel. In other words, if the intestines are perforated, and then there is a certain leiche that blocks it, so is a kshel. My leiche, Omar Rav Kane, silke de mei. Dinokifak of deich. In other words, that leiche that comes out through the pressure, and that blocks the nekev, so mele, it's not right. Sir, kede mei yegnide v'aduko behem bifnim, u'mitzi neise b'deich. Gmire chavri yed ravabe, miravabe, u'mane rabzeir, ואמרה לו חברי את רב זירה מרב זירה ומאנה רב אבא ברד רב חייה ברב הוכה אומר רב יחנן הלוכה כרב שמעון גמליאל בתרייב והלוכה כרב שמעון ביום הלוכה כרב שמעון גמליאל בתרייב הודע מורו it's not words that may me I that even if there is a naked in the intestines but if it is blocked by the leiche So as long as it is not exposed and it is covered, so it doesn't make any difference by what it is plucked. So it's not rave. So we pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And Rabbi Shimon Biovel, but what is the aloche of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in Aviles? Ma'id it not. Kol shlei sheyomim orisheini, bo mimokim korev, mimi imoem. Mimokim rochei, kmein la'atzmi. Mikam ve'eleich, afilu bo mimokim korev, mein la'atzmi. Now, suppose they are availing, who started cheating. But one member of the family was not in the house when they started availing. And then, after they started sitting shive, so a member of the family, a brother, a sister, so arrived in that house, and she joined the other availing. So the question is, does he count Shive for himself, or he is Nigra after the family who started the Shive before? So according to the Kami, it all depends. If the new member of the family who joins the rest of the family in the Aveles a little later, if he joins them within the 3 days, in other words, let's say, if the rest of the family started Shive on Sunday, and then he joins them on Tuesday, so within the first 3 days, so Kol Shlishi Yom Rishayni, Bo Mimokim Korev, Meine Imoen, Mimokim Rochek, Meine Latzv, if, let's say, he came from a close place, what does it mean, he came from a close place means, Asor Pasois. That means, in other words, he was not very far away. In other words, he was able to come within 12 hours. Had he started to walk up, to walk towards the place of the Avelim, it wouldn't have taken him more than 12 hours to reach the place of the Avelim. That's called the Mokim Kohen. But if he's so far away that he wouldn't be able to reach the place of the Avelim in 12 hours, it's more than 10 pasoes. It's more than 10 pasoes. Now, the Or HaShulchan says that today that people, well, in the Or HaShulchan time, so people were accustomed already to go by train, I mean, not by plane as yet. So he says that this Asor Pasoes is the criterion for people who are accustomed to walk by foot. They're not accustomed, you know, to go by train or even by to ride on a donkey or on a horse. But today that people are accustomed to go by train, and today we should say it, that people are accustomed to go by plane, so that means that even if the new member of the family who joined the Avelim late happened to be in Europe, but since it doesn't take more than 10 hours to come to America from Europe by plane, so it should be considered as a Mokim Kohen. In other words, a Mokim Kohen means Asor Pasoes. In other words, that you can reach the place within 10 hours. But that depends upon the practice of people, whether they go places by foot or they go places by horse, by vehicles, or by plane. So it means a Mokim Kohen is a place that you can reach the destination within 10 hours. But if it takes you more than 10 hours, then it's a Mokim Kohen. Now let's say if somebody would be in Japan or in Australia, and then the members of his family who are sitting Shiva are in America, so even by plane it would take him more than 10 hours, that would be a Mokim Kohen given to them. So kol shleishi yomim rishenim bo mimokim korev meini imoy mimokim rochik meini laatzme mikam veileich afilu bo mimokim korev meini laatzme. But suppose the family started shivet on Sunday and then he joins them on Thursday, so then he's meini laatzme, even if he had been, let's say, a mile away. So, since he joined them more than 3 days after they started Aveilus, so Meile is Meilatz. This is what the Tanakhama says. Reb Shimon Eimer, afilu bo b'yei mashvi, bo mimokim korev, is meaning Moen, if they already rose from Shiva. But it means, afilu bo b'yei mashvi, let's say in the night of the seventh day. So, the Avelim don't rise from the Shiva only in the morning, because we only say Mixas Hayim Kikulei. We don't say Mixas Halayro Kikulei. So, Mimele, Afilu Bobi Yimashvi, Afilu Bobi Yimashvi, Bobi Mokim Korev Menimoyen. So, in other words, so it was mentioned that Aloche Kerev Shimon Gamliel Ba'Avelis also. Oma Manhu Du Iske Ve'isek Ve'amre Vishmaitse Mipume Dimoyen. In other words, this was attributed to Rav Abba. That Rav Abba said, Halochik Rav Shim Gamliel B'Treifes, that Nimayim Shemikvu B'Leiches Ismas O'Nikshero, and also that it was attributed to Rav Abba, that Halochik Rav Shim Gamliel B'Treifes. In other words, that if a new oval joins the other Aveli, even on the seventh day, but if he is born in Mokim Korei, so he is Nikra to the rest of the family, and he doesn't have to make his own count. So he wanted to hear from Rav Abba himself whether he said that Halacha Rav Shimon. Manu duhu yiske ve'isek v'agmar lishmaitzim pumi libor. Kisolik. So when he went after Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rav Abba b'rid Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omalei, Omamar Halacha Rav Shimon l'gmiel b'treife. So did you say he wanted to come first?